Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. Mind, body and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold
when you think about it.
He shot a nigga, he ain't
think about it, didn't even blink about it.
But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it,
never left his public housing,
which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was
prepping him back then?
Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though.
Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence.
Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstate for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. No imprisoned
danger.
Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though.
Good evening, good evening. Testing, testing, one, two, three. I'm trying to bring somebody in. We have a couple of numbers to call in the beginning of the show. People who can't get through. Okay, we good, we good. How's everybody doing out there tonight? It's Friday, September 23rd, 2022. This is the weekend after the birthday weekend. And people wonder and ask, what you do for your birthday? What you do for your birthday? First of all, people will always ask, what you going to talk about? What you going to talk about on the show other than the topics like my intro? I never have it written down. It's never planned. My intro, how I have said in the past is, If I'm in a good mood, the intro gonna be good. If I'm in a bad mood, the intro gonna be bad. If I'm in a depressed mood, the intro gonna be depressed, or so on and so on and so on. But tonight, I'm just serene, laid back. Cool, calm, and collective. I'm still in a laid back state of mind. Excuse me. Still got the same thing in throat from that COVID last month. Everything else is gone. My back pain. Everything, but it still left me with this damn. I guess this mucus in your chest or something, whatever. Please try not to get the COVID. We don't need that. But anyway, I was supposed to take a shower before the show around 7:20. But Dre called me about 7:30, so I wound up talking to him. We didn't talk in a couple of days. Felt like a couple of days, but it wasn't a couple of days. Somebody else asked me to call him. We got to do something about this. Because the company that I got the podcast with, it has restricted certain phone numbers from being able to call the show. Either it's charging them or it's just plain out telling them they can't get through. I'm going to have to do something about that because I'm losing listeners. So just bear with me. I got to dial another phone number. Sooner or later, I'm going to need somebody else, a personal assistant. I'm going to need a personal assistant to do this. I'm not going to be able to do it all the time. Okay, everybody in now. Everybody in. Good. I see all the people out there on the phone lines. If you want to go live, you got to press 1. This is a night when you should really want to press 1 and express yourself. We got some hell of a topics. You know, they strange as usual. Rated, some of them rated X, some of them not. Some of them just regular topics. And if we get some, I call it crowd or listener participation, you know, that'll make it even better. If not, the show still must go on. As usual, like I said earlier, if you want to go live, you have to press 1. If you want the link, you have to stay on the link. Unfortunately, let me take a drink of water. Hold on. Got a tickle in my throat. But, yeah, if you're on the link, you have to stay on the link. Unfortunately, you can't go live. But if you called in, you could press 1 and go live. The topics, we got some topics today. Okay, all right, I got the message. Let's just go over the topics real quick. The first topic is, this was sent in. Like, I want everybody to know that all these topics are not my topics. They're topics sent in by the listeners. Ladies, would you get a vagina rejuvenation? I just put tightening at the end of that, but it's more than just a tightening. A vagina rejuvenation is more than just a tightening. I even got a little bit of info on it. Let's see what it said. A vagina rejuvenation consists of surgical and non-surgical treatments that firm up the skin around your vagina or tighten the vagina canal. It helps improve issues such as sexual dysfunction, urinary incontinence, and vagina dryness. That's just a couple of the things. So somebody sent that in, and they wanted to talk about, they wanted me to make one, this one of the topics. So here it is. Vagina rejuvenation. What do you think about that, and would you do it? That's one of the topics. The second topic is, this got a, everybody know I got a private room on Facebook. If you don't know, join it. It's a private room called Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. In that group, I post certain memes, you know, just, you know, for fun. And then I look and see which ones get the biggest response. And that helps me make determination on some of the topics. So every time I post this one, I get a lot of feedback. We had over 30 comments. Can a prostitute change and become a good wife? And this question is not just for women. It's for men and women. Because you got male prostitutes too. And if you ain't one, just put yourself in a, you know, in the mindset of that. Or if you're a lady, put yourself in the mindset. Can a prostitute change and become a good wife? The third topic is this one is a little bit, this one was also sent in by somebody. It wasn't a topic that I brought up. It was sent in. Women, do you love to be nutted in, or do you prefer for your man to pull out? And this is stuff that people send me. I know people probably say, "No, Jay Sean got a nasty mind." No, these topics are sent in, and I just post them if I like them. So, women, do you like to, for your man to ejaculate inside you, or do you rather pull out? The number four topic, this is for men, and I hope the men out there press one before we can get some listener feedback. Men, gentlemen, guys, dudes, countrymen, what would it really take for you to stay faithful in 2022 to your mate, to your lover, to your wife, to your fiance, your baby mother, your girlfriend? What would it really take? What would it really take to keep you faithful? I mean, ladies want to know. Shit, some men want to know. What would it take to really keep a man faithful in 2022? What's the word I'm looking for? What qualities would a woman have to have? What training or skills or education or sexual experience would a woman have to keep you faithful in 2022? And, you know, and that's just opinion. So you just act, I'm just asking men that, like, what would a woman have to be for you to be faithful? And all men should be able to answer that. I want to see a couple of men press one on that. And then I'll give you my opinion on what it takes to keep me faithful. Because all men are not dogs. And all men don't cheat. Contrary to popular opinion, that's a big, bold-faced lie. Okay. Oh, I know what I'm, before we continue, last week we had episode 200, This week we got episode 201. But the last week we was looking for a number, and I said I wasn't gonna bring it up to this till late till we exceeded that number. But last week we reached we finally went over 2,000 listeners. Not for one night, not for like one show. Like it's not 2,000 people listening to this show. I wish it was. But it's not 2,000 people listening to the show. But since I began keeping it real with Jay Sean in June 2021, and this is September 2022, we have had over 2,000 listeners. And check this out now. I'm not talking about on the phone. The phone calls don't count. They only count the people that's clicking on the link. So a combination, we have had over 2,000 listeners, 2,000 people click on the link to listen to the show, not counting the people that call in and listen, because I really think more people call in than click on the link, but I guess not. I think I looked the other day, it was like 2,010. I screenshotted it too. I'm going to post it. You got to back up everything you say. So just think about that. That's a big accomplishment in 15 months to have over 2,000 people who have clicked on a link on Facebook, because the link is only on my Facebook page. The link is not on Instagram and TikTok and IG. The link is not there. The link is only on my page. So I would think that would be like a big accomplishment. Oh, I could pat myself on the back. But don't get me wrong, I wouldn't have been able to do it without you, the listeners, checking in. And the phone calls are just as important as the people clicking on the links to me. No one is better. It's the same whether you're calling in or whether you're clicking on the link or whether you're listening to the show tomorrow or you're listening to the show next week, because the shows stay in archives. So that once this show is over, you can listen to this show next week. It's still going to be there. That's the beauty of it. So I'm just thanking all my listeners and everybody out there who's listening right now who clicked on the link. I want to thank you. Would I love more participation? Of course. Would I love more donations? Of course. But it's okay. We in this to win this. My show is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So we in this for the long haul. We in here till we got everybody who lives a quiet, collective life that's home on Fridays with nothing to do between 8 to 10 is listening to that show. That's my goals. That's what I want. I want to have everybody in every house in Paterson, New Jersey, and Manhattan, and whatever, on the phone listening to this show, and we won't stop until it's done. This show, Humble Life Experience, Point of Impact, Let's Talk About It, DJ Ray Boogie, and I think that's it. Because we all in this together. We a team. I'm about 4 minutes over. You know what time it is. Everybody know, back by popular demand, it's time for the Lisa Experience. We have people checking in. We have people check in who just call in and listen to the Lisa Experience. And that's what's up. And she said she might be starting her own podcast in November. And if we know if so, we're going to encourage it. And I'm going to ask everybody who support my show to support her show. just like me and Forrest was talking earlier about promoting on each other's page. We gotta support each other. It's no winner. It's nobody trying to be the what they say is too many Indians and not enough, something like that. I can't think about it right now. And not enough soldiers. We all trying to get to the finish line together. And if we don't, whoever get there first, we're going to extend our hand back and pull the other person in. That's how we're going to do it. From Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, to Grown Folks Talking, to The Point of Impact, to Let's Talk About It, to Humble Life Experience, to DJ Ray Boogie Show. But anyway, we got a long show ahead of us. Let's bring our featured friend to the show in. 4785, you here? What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you? Good evening, everyone.
Nothing. I'm just jibber-jabbing, running off at the mouth. It seemed like at first I don't have nothing to say. Then I have a lot of announcements and things I want to say.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I know. It is, right?
Yeah, congratulations on your on all your people listening on your show.
Yeah, I screenshotted it when it was 2005, but I think it's like 2010. I got to screenshot that and post it on Facebook because I like to show and prove. I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk. So I want everybody to know that it's real, because that's like to me, that's a big feat to have. And we ain't even counting the people that's on the phone lines. That's what's amazing. We just talking about the people at home that's clicking on the link. In 15 months, over 2,000 people. That's a lot. 2,000, 100, 200, 300, 400. 500, 1,500, 1,800. That's a lot of listeners. Somebody talking good. Somebody saying something good to do all that. But what's going on? What you talking about tonight?
Tonight I'm going to talk about, if everyone heard on the radio yesterday, it said yesterday was the celebration of single life. They was celebrating being single. So I decided to talk about that tonight. And, you know, I always like to lay a little foundation before I get started. And so here we go. So let's go back a little bit. Like, let's go back in time when we were young and you remember the first time you might have got a letter that came in the mail with your name on it, and it said, Miss Lisa Jackson back then. Or when you got your report card, it said, Lisa Jackson. Or the first time that you got your first paycheck, and it said, Lisa Jackson on it. And you were single. You didn't know about it because you didn't know it was a title back then, but you were single. And then you moved on in life and you graduated and you got a job or you went to college, and life was good. Got together on Friday nights, Saturday nights with your girlfriends, got all dressed up, met together, met at a bar or whatever the occasion is that you did, and you were single. And you had your little drinks, and you played, you know, listened to little music. Y'all got on the dance floor. You had a good night. Sometimes you might have met somebody. Sometimes you might have didn't. But the whole thing is you were single, you had a good time, and then you went home, and you started another day. And then later on in life, you might still be single, but you might have had a baby. But you're still single, just got a baby. So you female, single, with a child now. And then you move on, and you remember your first accomplishment. You might have got your first apartment. And the first time you got a letter in the mail, it said, Miss. And it was just you. So I'm talking about being single to let people know that it's not a bad thing being single. One thing, when you come home to yourself. When you wake up with yourself. When you get paid, it's your money. You're not sharing it with anyone because there's no one to share it with to do the things that you want to do with your paycheck. You go traveling, you go out to eat, you go to the store, you see a pair of shoes, maybe a little bit more than you think it should be, but you could buy them because it's only you. You're single. You can work 2 and 3 jobs because you're single. You got no responsibility but you. So I thought it was a good thought when they brought up being a single celebration, because most people feel that if they're not in a relationship or married or living with someone or just have somebody, that, you know, it don't make you complete. But you could be complete by yourself, single. The title single, that's why it comes first. The first one on any application, say single, married, divorced, widow, or other. So you're single first. First you're a kid, then you become single. And then you choose after single what you want to do. You want to be married, you want to be divorced, or maybe you lost whoever you had in your life. And I think that we should celebrate that, because the people that really enjoy themselves as being single, they really get to know their own self before they decide to give part of themselves to someone else. See, some people don't have that choice, because before you know it, they're in a relationship and it's you and another person. But I think that we need to start thinking about being single, what it really means. You know what I mean? Not only getting to know the true you, but what you like, what you desire, what you want to accomplish, what's your purpose, you know, what you're going to take, what you're not going to take, who you're going to let in, who you're not going to let in, and what's your goals, what's your plans, you know what I mean, what's your vision, what's your mission, you know what I mean, what type of job you're going to go for. Because, see, when you become another title, married, sometimes you don't have that choice, because you got to make money, because you got a family. It's two people you got to feed. It's children coming. You know, it's a house payment, car payment. You know what I mean? So you have to make decisions. Like, maybe you tired of the job you're in, but you can't get out of it because you know you got to take care of what you have, so you have to stay there. But when you're single, you can decide to leave. It's only you. You ain't got to worry about somebody else. You just do your thing. So we got to stop thinking that single means is a bad word, because it's not. You're single first. Then you decide that you want to add somebody in, and you become another title. And I'm not saying that being married or living with someone is a bad thing. I'm just saying that you lose a lot when you become two. You know what I mean? You don't always get that chance to have a long time with yourself. You don't always have that choice to decide that you don't want to cook tonight, or you want to wash clothes this week, or, you know what I mean, maybe you don't want to all your money to go to one thing. You know, you do you. Or maybe you want to go on the trip with your friends, but when you're in a relationship, you have to think about that you can't, or it's not advised, or, you know, you think you should go with your mate and not none of your friends. So, like I said, a lot of people don't have that choice, because we get into a relationship before we realize that we missed out on being by ourselves. Now, for example, when I was young, like everyone know, I was a teenage mom. So I've always had a responsibility to take care of somebody. So when I did move out, it was just me and my daughter. And it still was a good life because I was single. I made my own choices. I told myself what I wanted to do. Nobody told me what to do. And then, you know, when I did get married, changed, because then you didn't have that private time. You know, you had to share the bed. You know, maybe they snored or they was all over the bed or they didn't keep the room up and you was clean and they wasn't clean, or they spent their money the way they wanted and you had to take your money and spend it the way it's supposed to be. So it's a lot. That's why you should enjoy single life before you get into something, because it's a choice that you can't go back on once you make that decision. You know, like the coho said, sometimes you date maybe one person, you get married, then you never know how it is to have other people because you only had that one person you got married to or you was in a relationship with. So you didn't give yourself a choice. That don't mean you have to be sexual with a person, but you just date and got choices to know what type of person you really wanted to spend your life with. Because let me tell you, sometimes you think that's the right person, and then you get in a relationship, and it's totally not the person you thought they were. And then it's too late because you made that decision, and you move forward. So that's why I said single life, you got to think about it. Now, moving forward into the future, I'm single now. But, you know, it's not the big-ass single because I was single and young. It's different when you're single and you're old. See, when you're single and you're old, your choices are different. You're single because you want to, and you know that basically it's hard dating because when you get a little older, a bus don't come right by every time you're looking for somebody. You know what I mean? Sometime now, you might have to take a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, and they don't come as fast as the buses was when you was young. That goes for males and females. So, you know, single life is good. It could be still good. You still enjoy yourself. You could be with your friends, family, and, you know, you go out, date every once in a while. But your choice is different because now you know that as time is moving down, you just want a companion. It's not basically you want to get married or live with someone. You know, you're okay with them having their place, you having yours, and just meet up together and y'all enjoy each other. So tonight I wanted to talk about celebration of being single. We have to always stop thinking about, I got to find somebody, or I want to be with somebody, or I'm tired of being alone, or I'm lonely. Let's think about that. We were by ourselves before we even knew anybody else was in the world. Because when we was laying in the crib by ourselves, we played with ourselves. Not sexually. Just kept ourselves amused until we got old enough to realize that we could let other people in our lives. And then we learned through lessons who we wanted to be with and who we didn't want to be with as a kid, and we took that through life. Some people, like they said, some people are followers, some people are leaders. Sometimes you follow, and then when you get there, you realize that you shouldn't have followed that road. You should have stayed and did your own thing. So let's think about the celebration of being single. It's not a bad thing. And just wanted to be short, but it was something special that I thought about when I heard it. Celebrating being single. A lot of young people really need to take that short and go with it.
And that was a mistake.
Oh, it's okay. It's cool.
I was trying to wait for you to. I was trying to time it before you could finish. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry. I did that by mistake.
Oh no, it was good. I mean, it didn't shock me. You know what I mean? It's your show, and I was winding down anyway. And
No. That was a mistake. That was really a mistake. I had my finger on a button and I pushed it.
Yeah.
I'm not rushing.
I do want to tell the audience this before I end
go ahead.
My real topic was going to be white people. But because the singleness came and hit me, I said maybe my listeners are not ready for me to spew out how white people fucked with me this week. So I thought about being single. But when I get more comfortable and I realize your audience, then maybe I might hit on that because sometimes you have a bad week because it just seems like you be fucked with by certain people, and it just get a little tiresome. So we'll save that one. We'll save that one because everybody's in a good mood tonight, and we're going to keep it moving. But thank you anyway. Everyone have a nice weekend, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
That's the applause. But look,
right,
before you quit, what did you when you said you wanted to talk about white people, what did you mean? In a negative way or a positive way?
In a negative way.
Negative, like
All white people. Not all white people, just the ones that I was in contact with this week. I'll tell you one, for example, because I know we got to move forward. So I'm food shopping for my job. I have to food shop for my job once a week, and I take care of a certain amount of people. So when I food shop, I might spend almost $1,000 on them. But it's not my money. It's for my job. So when I'm in the town that I'm in and I'm shopping, I have a lot of carts. Not my money, but my business, my job. So I'm online and I got a whole bunch of stuff. And then for some reason, they like to get on the line with somebody got a whole bunch of stuff when they can go get on the line with a little bit of stuff and get out of the line and go on home. So anyway, I'm online and I got a lot of stuff and the man is ringing up and I'm bagging because, you know, now we the baggers. We get paid to bag our own food, and we got to bring our own bags. I don't know why all this came up, but people get paid more money, but now we bag for them. So I'm bagging. So a lady get online with an older gentleman, which is, I guess, her patient or person she worked for. So she's so busy trying to see what I'm buying, how much it's coming up to, she's not paying attention to her client. So I said to the cashier, why would somebody get on the line? You got a lot of food. Like, they go get on another line and get out. So anyway, when I said that, she grabbed her cart, said, Mommy, I want to get by you. So I moved out the way and let her come. But she didn't realize that the older gentleman was holding on to the cart. So when she snatched the cart went up in the air, the man fell down and hit his head, and he cardiac arrest. So they had to do CPR. So she was screaming and hollering because he was dying. And I just kept bagging, and I just didn't even let it faze me. And she was screaming, and they was giving him CPR, and eventually he came to. And then the lady next to me, she was like, Miss, you okay? And I said, I'm good. I said, because people got to pay attention to what they are doing instead of worrying about what somebody else doing. See, worrying about what other people doing could cost you something valuable in life. And the moral of the story is that, yes, I felt sorry for the guy that fell, but I didn't feel sorry for her because everybody's worrying about what somebody else is doing instead of worrying about themselves. Like, my space is my space. They say 6 feet apart because of COVID. So you shouldn't be on top of me worrying about what I'm doing. You should be worrying about 6 feet after you. And that was one situation that messed with me that day. You know what I mean? And then I asked the guy, I said, where is your paper plates at? And he just looked at me and said, oh, by the way, good morning. Where are your paper plates? So I looked at him and I was like, this is your job. Why I got to say good morning? When it start being hospitality to you, I just want to know where the plate's at. I don't care about how your day doing. I just want to know where the plate's at. I'm looking. You know what I mean? Like, people come out of their way and say stuff that, like, mess your mood up. Because I worked in a store for 10 years. It didn't matter if somebody told me good morning or not. They said, where is the children's clothes at? I said, they're down the street. I wouldn't even worry about them saying hi to me. I'm at work. This is my job. So yeah, it was a bad week. But it's not everybody. It's just where I was working at. Thank you for listening to that.
Everybody, you know, everybody run into bad weeks, bad days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like that. That's especially when you're dealing with other nationalities. That's not going nowhere.
No, it ain't.
That's gonna be here for a long period of time.
I know. But sometimes you just don't move. Go ahead.
You want to try one of the topics?
Okay, knock it out. Tell me.
I mean, we got three topics for ladies, but we got one for men.
All right.
We got the first one is ladies, would you get a vagina rejuvenation? Guess that's like a tightening. Or can a prostitute change? The other topic is, can a prostitute change and become a good wife? And the third topic is, for ladies, do you prefer that a man ejaculate inside you or pull out and ejaculate? You can answer whatever one you want.
Can a prostitute become a wife? Everybody can become a good wife. Everybody can become a good wife. It's not like it doesn't matter what you are. Everybody can become a good wife if that's what they choose to be. But my thing on life is the partner that you're with, because I knew this lady that was a prostitute. And she got married to this guy. And he used to beat the hell out of her. And she was a good wife. You know what I mean? She took care of the kids. She took care of the house. And she was good. He was a big guy. Like, I mean, he was big in the town. But nobody knew that he used to beat the hell out of her. So it's really whoever chooses you to be their wife, are they going to respect that you had a past, that's what it was, and move forward that, you know, he going to accept you for who you are now? Because people could change. Because, you know, even if you're not a prostitute, if you marry someone, sometimes they still be jealous of you and treat you bad, and you're a good wife. So it's different serenos. So I think a prostitute could be a good wife. You know what I mean? Everybody changed from even drug addicts. They could be a drug addict, alcoholic, or anything. And then after they change and get clean or whatever, they get married and they want to be good at whatever it is at that moment. So everybody should have a chance to be able to move forward. That's my take.
True. That's a good answer.
Yeah,
I put that in my group room, and it had a lot of people that wanted to touch that topic. I guess because it's been around for so long, and people want to know. You know, so let me see. We're gonna see who else. I don't want to burn you up with all the crazy topics.
Thank you.
You know what? I found, before I move on, I wanted to try something. I was, what you call that, spring cleaning. When you go through your stuff or whatever, you're throwing away stuff that you, when you got too much or whatever you call that, that spring cleaning. Summer cleaning, something like that. And I found a lot of, you know, everybody know I'm a writer and an author. I found a lot of stuff that I had written, you know, before I, you know, wrote my first book. They like, and different chapters and stuff like that. But tonight one of the things I found, I'm gonna read it just to start doing something different every week. You know, because people get accustomed to a show being one way. And I really don't think that's what can hold people's attention if I get up here and just act like a fool for 2 hours, talk nasty, talk dirty for 2 hours. That's just like we're gonna bring in callers in a minute. And I see Forrest on the line. I see different numbers. I don't really know who they are, but people maybe assume. Well, we was on the phone earlier talking about promoting and each other and stuff like that. Well, people probably assume, oh, last week, you know, they had a disagreement or something, whatever. So they think, you know, they don't know what's to come for that, or is he going to call the show again, or is they going to do that again? You know what I mean? It's nothing like that. It's unity. It's too much divide and conquer. It's too much jealousy. It's too much hatred. It's too much envy. I'm going to continue to promote what he got going on, and he gonna continue to promote what I got going on. I'm just not built for negativity. I try to live drama free. I had a wake up call Monday in my life, a big wake up call in my life Monday. I'm not gonna talk about it on the radio podcast, but I'm just saying, I had a big eye-opening, close, near-death, life-changing, life-threatening experience Monday. And I learned in that moment that you really have to live every day like it's your last. Now, people like to say that. Oh, I live every day like it's my last. I live every day like it's my last. No, you don't. You're just saying that like a nursery rhyme. You have to live every day like your last. And everybody listening to this show, and I'm not wishing bad on anybody, but everybody on the phone lines and everybody on the links, I want everybody to stop and think for 1 minute. All the people that's listening, I want them to stop. And I'm going to do the same thing. I want them to stop and think for 1 minute. If you died tonight, would you be happy with the way your life is? Would you be happy dying tonight with what you have did in your life so far? I can answer that. Hell fucking no. Nah, if I died tonight, nah. I still got a lot of shit to do in this world. And I ain't talking about going to punch no clock for no devil. I'm talking about I got a lot of stuff in this world that I need to do. I got a visionary board. I need to get out of Patterson. I need to have a house with a lake in the back. I need to write and make money for writing. I need to make sure my children and my family and people close to me is good. I got a lot of shit to do. So I wouldn't be happy if I died tonight. How about you? If you died tonight, would you be happy with the life that you live? Or do you got more to do? You got more to do. If you woke up this morning, if God woke you up this morning, that means you still got a purpose in this world. If you woke up this morning, if God woke you up, he woke you up for a reason. You still got a purpose in this world. And it ain't to take no bullshit from somebody who would you, who don't care about you. And it ain't for no white man job where you punching no clock to make his family richer. I'm talking about your purpose. Your purpose to help you. Your purpose to help your children, to help your family, to leave your legacy in this world. That's the purpose I'm talking about. That's how I think. I always been a person that I wanted everybody in the world to know my name. Not just in Paterson, New Jersey. I accomplished that already. I've been popular in Paterson. I've been ghetto fabulous. I did all that in Paterson. This is just one little place in the whole big world. It ain't where you from, it's where you at. And wherever I go, if I was in the Army or when I lived in South Carolina, wherever I was, I still was the same person. Intelligent. Able to control people and things. A magnet to women. I always been like that. But I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention because Monday I ran into a fucked up situation. So it made me think like that. If something was to happen to me Monday, would I have been happy with my life? No. And I know everybody out there can answer that with the same question. If something happened to you tonight, you wouldn't be happy with where you at. You know, like maybe you would. I hope I do got some listeners that would be happy, but I doubt it. I really do. I swear, I love coming out here doing this podcast. I don't write stuff down. I don't take notes. I just talk. I just go off the top of my head, and people try to do it. Okay, well, press one. No, my man, somebody just texted me. My man DJ Ray Boogie just texted me. That's my man DJ Ray Boogie. Y'all, if y'all don't tune in on Thursdays and check out DJ Ray Boogie, man, this kid played 45 minutes of music, and I mean, last night he literally did a 45 minute segment of music that had me dancing at first in my house by myself, and then had me crying, and then had me laughing. He went through the music from Luther to Kevin, I guess. I ain't gonna try to name all the people because I might be wrong. But DJ Ray Boogie did his thing. So tune in on Thursday nights. You don't have to say nothing. You just hold the phone and listen to him DJ for 45 minutes and do his thing. If you want to press one and give a shout out, you could do that. But call in Thursday nights. I think his new time is 6:30. Yeah, we gotta support each other. This keeping it real channel is moving right along. You gotta think on Monday nights we got the Humble Life Experience. That's my man Dre with the Unsigned Artist. On Wednesday we got the new podcast. Let's Talk About It with my childhood friend Andre Shadi Hill, covering all kind of current events. From abortions to marriage to voting to liabilities to assets and broken hearts and stuff. Then we got my man DJ Ray Boogie on Thursday. He's going to give you 45 minutes of commercial-free mixed music, reggae music, hip-hop music, R&B, whatever he chooses to play for that evening. And then we got me on Fridays. Oh, no, and then Sunday we got the Point of Impact. This a dope-ass show about prison reform. My man Derek Hansford is the host on Sundays at 7 o'clock. He did 25 years in prison, and he interviews people who got 20 years or more, who live in a productive life and making changes out here in the world. And that's what it's all about. 9026, that's you, Ray Boogie?
I think so.
hey, Boogie, what you playing next Thursday? Tell the people what kind of music you playing next Thursday.
I don't even know.
You don't even know? All right, don't say it. If you don't know, don't spoil it.
All right. Nah.
That's my man DJ Ray Boogie.
But like I said, I'll support my brother, man. He a
you know
good
it.
Man. He a good man, man. You know, he got,
thank you.
You know, he up a lot of people. He up me. He brought me in to back to New Jersey. I watch a lot of DJs out here selfish. Man,
yeah, I appreciate the compliments. It's right. There's a lot of people out here that's selfish. They don't want to put people on. But I came to you. I said, yo, I'm gonna give you a show every week. Promote yourself, because that's how I am. You know, I put well, Humble Life put me on, and I put Forest on, and I put Point of Impact on, and I put Let's Talk About It, and I put you on. You know what I mean? We got to stay together.
Yeah, and
we got.
And Church Boy told me about you. Really? Now, Church Boy. If he tell me about you, you official.
Yeah. I'm official. I'm official like a referee with a whistle. But look, I gotta keep it moving. That's my man DJ Ray Boogie. Y'all check him out Thursday night on the same phone number, 637. It'll be on my page. His name Ray Show and Tell on our Facebook. Yo, all y'all gotta do while y'all cooking dinner, you come home from work, call the number, put your cell phone on, put it on a speaker and lay it down. You're going to get 45 minutes of music. I'm telling you, yesterday he was jamming. And you still can hear it if you go on my page and click on the link to DJ Ray Boogie. If you think I'm lying, go on my page and listen to him DJ yesterday. He went off. And it'll be here each and every Thursday night. See, we got crazy topics, but I just be talking, man, because I love to talk. So what we going to do right now is I'm going to go to a song, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to do that new segment that I told you. I found all this shit that I wrote from years ago, and I'm going to read something that I wrote from years ago, and then we're going to jump right back on the topics, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines, you have to press 1 if you want to go live. If you don't want to say who you is, change your name. Idi Amin, Queen Elizabeth. Wyclef Jean, Debbie Allen. We don't. You don't have to give us your real name. Just come on. Just press 1. Give a shout out. Tell us how you feeling. Tell us what's your name. Tell us your horoscope. It's your zodiac sign. You know what I mean? We appreciate that. So everybody, don't go nowhere. I see the people. I see y'all on the line. Just press one. I ain't gonna beg y'all to press one now, like everybody else do. But we'd be right back after this song. Don't go nowhere. Get your popcorn, your champagne, and everything. You know, we'd be right back because we got one more crazy hour to go on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you save me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Ah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. I love that record right there. They were some the artists are out of Atlanta, Georgia, the place where I want to be. I'm gonna know that where I want to be. I'm gonna be one day. So don't forget, everybody. We got these topics I want y'all to jump on. In the meantime, we're gonna keep the show moving on. It's 9:05. I still see a couple of people. Give me a minute. I'm gonna get to you. I promise you, I'm gonna get to you. I told you I have found a lot of stuff that I have wrote, and I wanted to start reading like a little bit of it every week. Cause you know we got people out there who want to write their own life stories and write their own books, and I tell everybody, if you want to write your life story, write it. Everybody should write their own life story. I wrote mine in 2008. It might have been too early. Maybe I should have been writing it right now. But everybody know my life is an open book. It's in a book. Shit, it's in a movie. I can't hide anything from you or anybody. My life is a fucking open book. But that's neither here nor there. Okay. Bear with me. I found this in a list of things that I have written many years ago. I wanted to read it. It's called I believe I might have wrote this to put in a book. It's called Father, Can You Hear Me? They say your parents mess up the first part of your life, and your kids mess up the rest of your life. Those were words I repeated over and over in my mind during my life. Sometimes I would lay in bed paralyzed with pain, but most of the time I would feel like my life was an ongoing fairy tale. Particular day, I was daydreaming about the time I broke into a house with my friend Black Jesus, I call him, and a couple of other people. As everybody rumbled through the house grabbing jewelry and money and stereo equipment, I still remember how I was so young and stupid. All I took was a red light bulb out of a lamp. I laughed to myself as I recall it. Then I would drift back to earlier times in my life. At baseball practice, I must have been about 11 years old. I had asked my father for a new baseball glove several times because with the new season approaching. At practice one day, I noticed one of my friends, he had a brand new glove. He was from a single parent home. I knew if he had one, I should have one, living in a house with both my parents at home. His mother was very young, gorgeous, beautiful, and attractive. But in those days, a single-parent household, it was tough. And he had four brothers and sisters. I said to him, I'm going to call him Larry. I said, yo, Larry, where you get that new glove? He looked up at me. He said, your father bought it for me. I was crippled and numb with pain. It didn't take a rocket science to figure out how and why my father had bought him the glove, a new glove. As fine as his mother was, he should have bought him a glove, a batting glove, new cleats, a wristband, a headband, and whatever else he then wanted. It always seemed like the more I turned, it seemed like my past always turns with me. The more I run, it seemed like my past run behind me. Now, I wanted to call this book Tales of the Patterson Pimp, but the words tales sound too much like I would be telling lies. And I have too much respect for myself and my work as an author to ever lie to my readers. And I write from my soul, continue to work on my soul every day, because my soul is still pimping. That's it. Hold up, I gotta get myself a home. Now, I wrote that. I wrote that like in 2013, I think. I wrote that to be an introduction to a book, but I don't know if I ever used it. I found a whole bunch of stuff that I wrote years ago, and every week I'm gonna read something different. Like I wrote that, I think, in 2013. But ain't that a bitch? Imagine that. Imagine me act trying to get my father to buy me a new glove. And I look at somebody on my baseball team and they got a new glove. And then they tell me my father bought him that glove. My father was a piece of work, boy. But his mother was fine. I guess my mother was too, I guess. But maybe his was fine. I don't know. You know, let's go to the line.
Shouldn't be yelling at the top of your lungs.
3282.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me? What's happening?
Yeah,
what's happening? Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear
sir.
Me, Jay?
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Hold up. I'm taking the phone off the base, baby. No, but just hold on. Hold on.
Okay, there you
go.
Hey, is you know what? I keep forgetting her first name, if she ever told you. The lady with the numbers, she's a good co-host.
Who?
The lady that you came on with, Jay. That was talking about, and that's why I wanted to say to her. She said that people say good morning, and she asked something about paper plates. I think I was thinking that the guy had him up underneath his jacket or something.
Oh! That's my sister.
That was your sister? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I saw her somewhere. If I knew that was your sister, Jay, I'd be like, hey, what's happening? Lisa, right? Is her name?
Yeah, Lisa.
And I would say, grand rising, Lisa, if I saw her early in the morning. She'd look at me and roll her eyes. I'd be like, oh, sister, don't do that, please. Now, I know you said on your brother's show that you don't say good morning to people, but come on. You don't feel my spirit, sis? She'd probably be like, all right, Paul, you're one of the few people, but you better not tell anybody else I said good morning back to you. Okay,
what's
happening,
on?
Jay? Yeah, happy belated birthday, man, but I wish you a happy birthday last time.
Thank you.
Hey, when you said, I got to tune into my man on Thursday, all right? I didn't know you had a DJ on. I said, dancing?
Oh,
I said, no, that can't be Dre. I know Dre ain't got no dance music.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, go ahead.
He be getting down. Hey, yo, he be playing old school.
Brother, that's why I'm tuning in. Ain't nothing like old school.
Thursday night, baby.
What time he come on? What kind of the brother come on?
He come, I think his new time, man. He used to come on late, but now come on at 6:30. He used from 6:30 to 7:15. He used to come on like 9:30, but now he come on at 6:30.
Oh, that's good. That comes on half an hour before my show on Thursday. I got beat cancer with answers. A lot of ladies that had cancer was going to remission. They come on, so I'm gonna tune in, man. Listen to the brother.
You got the who coming on? The cancer people with a mission. What'd you say?
No. The name of the show is called Beat Cancer with Answers, 7 o'clock on Thursdays. My man Carl Wagner comes in with his wellness coaches, and they talk about nutrition, and ladies come up there talking about how they have breast cancer and different type of cancers and how they reversed it, and in certain cases they overcame it. You know, they all tell their stories up there, and there's a lot of Carl is a progressive thinking Caucasian man. He's cool, and he comes up there with a lot of Caucasian women, and a few sisters be up there, you know. And it's very informative. They be coming from all over. He be having people calling in from California, Wyoming, you know what I'm saying? Because he has a support program with cancer, but very informative. And then you learn a lot about what people do, and how, most of all, Jay, it's a learning process for me, because one thing about certain other ethnicities, you know, we're always talking about trying to get our people together in our culture, but one thing I noticed, that they always helping one another. Oh, girl, I'll set that email up for you. I'll do this for you. And then they share where they get their information from, so the other person can get that information too, because they may not know where to get the information, you know. So it's very informative, man. I learned from listening from them, you know. Very good program, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard what I said in the beginning of the show. I mean, not in the beginning, but I said too long, like last week, me and you we had a we agreed to disagree on a couple of things, and a lot of people was like saying different things to me, but we still got to promote each other. Everybody don't agree on everything.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't gonna agree on everything. People don't know, we was just on the phone before my show talking about how we can help promote each other.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
and you know I'm there. Hey, listen, Jay, for the 30 plus years I've been knowing you, brother, I ain't never let you down with anything. Anytime, like I told you, you forgot that you did it. You posted about 3 weeks ago on my Facebook page. You forgot that you did it.
Yeah, I didn't even know it.
it was up there. And I was like, okay, Jay, but I told you, man, once a week, be consistent. Put what you got to put up there. And then you said, well, Forrest, put your stuff up on mine. That's cool. I'm going to do that. You remember Deborah. I'm going to have her post something on your page.
Yeah, go ahead. It's easy. I mean, we gotta stick together.
That's right. You hear that out there, family?
We gotta stick together.
That's right. No conflict of interest here. All right? That's right. I've been knowing this brother too long, and like I said, there's an old saying. We used to say it at Zanzibar. A lot of y'all remember Zanzibar. But we used to say, let's dance, let's groove, let's move on. You can't get along, then you move on. You don't argue with people. The silliest thing I see in the street, Jay, is when two people are cursing each other out. That is just so dysfunctional. The woman's talking nasty. The man's talking nasty. I want to say this to the brothers that are listening. Straighten up, man. Because if you keep your head held up high and stop disrespecting women, women will fall right into place. Because we're supposed to be leaders. Women are nurturers. You act like you got some sense, then the woman will follow behind you. Maybe she won't be so, loose with the lips and, like they say, Jay, reckless with the mouth. They won't be reckless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, but a lot of that falls on us as men, Jay. A lot of that falls on us as men. We have to be role models for our queens, man. You know, our goddesses. That's what they are. Because I'm going to tell you something. Look at that. I saw it one time, never turned it back on. No disrespect for y'all that like this program. Love and hip-hop. Beautiful sisters come on there. But they start fighting and start cursing. I'm like, oh, my God. They looking like Frankenstein up there. They don't look the way they did when they was coming up there. Hi, everyone. My name is so-and-so. Then they start cursing and acting crazy. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, I'll never watch this program again unless they clean up that language and start respecting each other. You know? But like I said, you know,
I'm
that's
still
just
working
my opinion.
On it.
My opinion. Huh?
I'm still working on it, Forrest.
Who, you? No, I ain't talking about you.
No,
I'm
talking
about you.
Me. I said, I'm still working on it. I'm still bad with that bitch word.
Oh, well,
I mean,
listen. Jay, one thing about me, you've known me for a very long time. When you ever see me just like cuss?
Now, I never heard you curse.
Never did. You know why? Because
well,
I don't want nobody saying to me, Jay, he got a nasty mouth. He don't know how to address people. See, because now that puts me in a good light, because the reason why I get along with people, and don't get me wrong, now, there's a few people I've had headbangers with, but I can only count that in one hand in 65 years. That's not a bad track record, okay? God bless you. The only thing I'm saying is that when people know, oh, you always been cool, that's one thing they say about you, Jay. I heard what the brother said about you. He said, you always been laid back. The ladies have been attracted to you. That's why you and I got along, because we had certain things in common besides the fact that we used to book the ladies back in the day. You understand what I'm saying? I've always been a stickler. My mother always taught me. She said, son, if you want respect, you got to give respect. And one thing that turns people off and makes them enemies, I noticed being around people that's crazy, because, you know, we've been around some crazy people in the business, is that the way they talk to each other, because words have energy. And Jay, you know the answer to this. What's the greatest force in the universe, Jay?
The greatest force?
In the universe, yes, sir. I know you don't believe in it. That's the big. I just threw your hand. I know you don't believe
love.
It. There you go. Spiritual people will tell you that in a heartbeat. Love. Ask your sister. She probably agree. I don't know if she's still on.
She on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you think about that, Lee? What's the greatest force in the world to you, Lee? I'm calling you. I meant to say Lisa. What's the greatest force in the world to you, sister?
It's love.
It, CJ, you don't believe in it, so Jaden, no wonder you stuck underneath love.
Hey, yo, hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
I ain't going away. Go ahead, brother.
All right. 8555, you live.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I believe Forrest was talking about you. I think when he said that a brother was on here 1 week talking about how I always been whatever. He was talking about you when you was talking about me the other week. What's going on?
Oh, okay.
This is my man who got the new podcast on Wednesday nights. It's called Let's Talk About It on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, basically, it's you know, yeah. Let's talk about it all. That's what it is. We had to change it because to put it up on IG, Instagram. I had to change the name up a little bit. And you know, let's talk about it all fits it more. Yeah. Let's talk about it all fits it better anyway because you know our plan is to talk about it. Any and everything, but mostly things that's gonna, you know, like the brother Forrest was saying, that's gonna raise us up as a people, you know, get us out of our own way. That's what it's more so about. You know, we gotta do better for us. You know, we can't keep allowing, you know, other distractions to keep us from being what we could be as a community, as a people. You know, go ahead.
I just thought about something that Forrest said a minute ago, and I was thinking about this, my man, that we knew each other since we was 9 years old, and I was just thinking about something that Forrest said about language and all that. And I was just thinking, Forrest, this my brother right here, the roughest guy I ever knew. I don't ever think he used too much profanity. I maybe heard him say 5 curse words in 50 years. I just thought about that. So you like my Forrest, like Forrest. I've never heard Forrest say a curse word.
Jay. Jay.
30 years. Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. What is the brother's name? I know it starts with an S, right?
Yeah,
Shadi.
Shadi. Oh, brother, I know it's Shadi over here, too. He's the box over here in Newark. Brother, peace and blessings. I just want to say that once as a culture, and I know you're familiar with this, brother, when we discuss frequency and vibration, words have meaning. And see, I got nieces and nephews. I'm 65. And I explained to them, I said, listen, words before you were born have an origin. You have to study the energy of a word, all right? And when you use that word, okay, and you're talking to someone, either it's going to set a tone in their body and it's going to get their mind in a certain place. Now, I would rather have, if I saw a shoddy on the street, my brother, I always do everybody like that. Ain't nothing, my nigga, well, okay, fine. If you want to say the N-word, that's on you. But I always ask these young brothers, you know where that word came from? You know? But you know, if you think about it, if I'm wrong, brother shoddy, correct me. We are the only ethnicity that takes us a slurred word, a word that demeaned our culture before they hung us from a tree. And we're the only culture that turns a word around that at one time, man, had us running, and that's when they sicked the dogs on us. They came after us with rifles, and then we used that word. And then my nephew had a nerd to tell me one time years ago, brother, he said, no, we took the E off the end and we put an A. I said, but that's where it originated, and we're using that as a term of endearment. Why don't you sit down like Smokey Robinson and Ashford and Simpson when they had the right lyrics, all right? They were in the hotel, and they sat there all day, and they thought of peaceful, beautiful lyrics to write. Why don't you sit down and create a word that can lift up the community? our culture. You don't see, you go in the Hasidic community, you don't hear them calling each other, even though they do name each other Jaime or Nathan, you don't hear them going around calling each other derogatory names. We the only ones that do that. And Brother Shadi, I just want to share this with you. I live at a corner house, and the light is out here. When these brothers come through with, I call it rap crap, because that's what it is, all right? When they disrespectful to the women, they cursing, and they it's like they're glorifying the prison industrial system. I say real loud, and they look at me like I'm crazy. I say, study your history. Study your history, young brother. And a lot of them smile, and they keep it pushing, you know? And here's the funny thing, Shadi. Someone, when they come through, they turn the music down when they see me on the porch. But like I said, we have to be role models for the young guys, man, and Jay too. Because when we make the transition, it's good to know that we're going to leave some warriors behind, man, because this thing is going to have – listen, you know, I know, Shadi, you know about the World Economic Forum. They're training people to put in place for the people who are colonizing and oppressing us. So we have to the best of our ability, try to reach some of these young brothers. We talk about that all the time on my network. Everybody who hosts the show talks about bringing young people in, you know. So, yeah, so that's just my take. I want to thank you for this time, Jay, and Brother Shadi, for listening.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tune in on your show, brother, this week. Yeah. I'm going to tune
okay.
in on your show,
all
brother.
Right.
Listen, I definitely got to listen in, you know. And listen, brother,
okay.
Shadi, do you have guests on your show?
I mean, yeah. You could be a guest on my show. I've only been doing it for 3 weeks, so I'm still working out the kinks.
Okay, this is what I'm going to
do,
brother.
Yeah.
All right, because we all have to share and support. I'll be sitting on my podcast. I'll tune you in to some people that are healers. All right, naturopaths like Jay knows Rashad. Brother's been a healer for 38 years over here in East Orange, New Jersey. I will, when I come on your platform, I'll tell certain people about you, and if you want to have them on as a guest, they'll get in contact with you, let you know what the topic will be. And sometimes, brother, you know, I know sometimes I could just get them, I get that vegan energy, man. I'll be talking and whatever the case may be, I feel a little more energized than other times, but I still, you know, try to, you know, state some something positive on my platform. I always do. You know, but I'll tune you into some guests that will be relevant to your listening audience.
Look
I
ahead.
Appreciate
look, check this out. Well, I got y'all two men on the phone. As far as you first,
yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
What would it really take for you to stay faithful to your woman right now, in 2022 September? What would it really take? What qualities would your woman have to have?
Well, first of all, the young lady that I would do, because I'm single. I like that. Listen, I had my days, Jay. You know, we did with the women. Okay, but what I'm saying to you is, if I'm with a woman, number one, her diet got to be tight. All right? I ain't going to have, and don't get me wrong, listen, ladies, y'all can eat what you want. I'm telling you what I like. I like to see a woman take care of her health, all right? And I can talk to anybody when it comes to health and about the science of nutrition. So she would have to be right, she would have to be spiritual, and she would have to sit next to me every night when she has some doubt. She could have a rough day. We get together to meditate. I hold her hand, ask her how her day has been, all right, and soothe her, because that's what men are supposed to. We're supposed to soothe our queens. They are the nurturers, Jay. They brought us here. That's what
I know,
to
but you couldn't be faithful to a fat woman.
Yeah, she's with me. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you got. Hey, Jay.
No, you just,
no disrespect.
You just said something about how her health had to be. So I was just asking.
That dietary, I said. In other words, what she's putting in her mouth. Now you got a sister in your complex that's trying to get her diet right, and she's trying to get her weight at what she feels comfortable with that you told me about. So that's the type of sister that's trying. See, if she's trying and she has that discipline to want to get there, she got 1,000% support from me, okay? Because the sign says your BMI dictates how long you want to live. If you love your queen, you want her to live as long as, okay? See, people ignore the signs, Jay, and that's a totally different show, okay?
Yeah. I was just clear because, you know, people might want to got misunderstood. So that's why I asked you that. Shadi, what about you? I know your situation and everything, but put yourself outside of the box. What would it really take for a woman? What would it really take for you to be faithful to your, be faithful to your mate in 2022?
I mean, spirituality is, you know, is a top quality, you know, a connection to a higher power, you know, as the brother Flores said, you know, yeah, decent, you know, want to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your health. You know, self-discipline. You know what I mean? That's important. You know, also humility. You know, not somebody who, as Brother Farr said, you know, speaking reckless, you know. And, you know, another thing would be, you know, family oriented, those things.
I'm going to bring a fat woman to y'all that don't eat nothing but chocolate.
Chocolate, I mean, hey. But you listen, in any type of things that you want, you have to make room for concessions, things that you accept beyond what you want. You know what I'm saying? You always have to do that realistically. You know, I think that's the problem sometimes where we set these standards and the standards are unrealistic, you know, for you know, human beings. You know, I mean, there's no perfect person, but there are people who are perfect for each other. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
That's what we have to really strive to look for. You know, somebody who is perfect for us and we're perfect for them. You know, I mean, you know, that's one of the major problems in our community is that the men and women have a disconnect. And if the man and woman have a disconnect, the children are going to suffer behind that. You know, so that's what we have to really focus on and start working on, along with, as the brother said, you know, we have to start getting younger generations. We have to start as other people target our younger generation, we have to start educating the younger generation instead of letting them fall into the traps and keep getting caught up in the repetitive cycle of, you know, the drug dealing, the going to prison, you know, the disrespect towards women, the disrespect towards themselves, the disrespect towards the community, all of those things, we have to start catching them early enough and start instilling the right information in them. We already know that the school system, you know, I mean, we've been taught to go get educated. It's such thing as being miseducated, you know what I mean, and properly educated. So when we sending our children to school, and never going there to check and see what's going on, do we know whether they're properly educated or miseducated? We know they're being miseducated because we see the results a lot of times. And then even in the home where we're too busy, we're not taking the time to, you know, to educate them properly because, you know, we're trying to keep a roof over their head and food in their belts. You know, and a lot of
That's
times
like,
it's single parent households.
Right. that's like we getting misrepresentation from what they call like instead of history, you say his story. You know what I mean? But hold on 1 minute. if any ladies out there on the line, press 1. I have a couple of topics I want to go. Lisa, you still here?
Yeah.
I'm trying to wait and see if I can get some of these ladies to press 1. Don't everybody out there. Don't make me ask my sister would she like a vagina rejuvenation now. Come on now. Some of y'all ladies out there.
Hey Jay.
What?
Jay, wanna ask you a question.
Yo.
You and Shadi and Lisa. I wanna ask y'all a question. Did y'all see the video of out from Chicago where the cops jumped out from an unmarked car and shot them 2 Hispanic guys?
Nah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. My nephew sent it to my brother. My brother showed it to me yesterday. Just jumped out of an unmarked car and just fired in the car. See, George Floyd don't mean nothing. They still killing us, man. That's why we got to get ourselves together, man. We shooting each other in our community, and they can shoot us. They still doing what they want to do. We got to get ourselves together.
Hey, Fars.
Yes, sir.
You try to change my subject from
I'm
vagina
sorry, brother.
Rejuvenation.
I'm sorry. All right, y'all. All right, Lisa. Don't be laughing. I'm sorry, Brother Jay. All right, we back in exotic mode, y'all. Go ahead.
You. That was smooth.
No, but you know what, brother? Jay, it just bothers me,
I'm just joking.
Just bothers me to see that, man. George Floyd, what does that mean? They done forgot about that. The 63 bullets they put in that brother out in Ohio, you know what I'm saying? 63 bullets. Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, man.
They always going to do that.
Yeah, but we got to wake up. We got to stop. I'm telling you, and Brother Shadi, I know you wish. I would love to fly back in the Black Panther times, brother. I'm telling you, man. It's just crazy, man. It's crazy out here.
How old are you, Forrest?
65. You know how old I am, Jay.
We're both the same age, man.
Yeah, we both
That's
the same age. We were in high school together. At least, Tom, you was at the graduation. He left Patterson East Side 75 along with me. I was over here in North. I said, this is your beautiful sister.
No. Forrest. I left in 77. Thank you. 77.
No, not you, Lisa. I was going to say you graduated in 85 the way you look, sister. I'm talking to your brother.
What about penis rejuvenation? Now you think about that with guys.
What, a penis?
Who, me?
What?
Oh, you're talking about Jay, okay.
Maybe they need to get their penis rejuvenated.
I think they got surgery like that. I don't know.
Boris, you ain't got nothing to say now, right?
Oh, no, I said, that gets back. No, Lisa, you didn't hear what I said. I'm going to say 2 words, and then the brother will run down the signs. Brother Shadi, you might want to take this down too, brother. No. I'm not. This has nothing to do with the brother's anatomy. I don't know that brother to say this. See, y'all want to let me finish. See, y'all start laughing.
I'm not laughing at that. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, and Lisa, Google this tonight and upload this brother. All right. His name is Patrick Delves, D-E-L-V-E-S. He's a master herbalist from Grenada. He talks about why the brothers have ED. You wouldn't need no rejuvenation. Gets back to the diet. If a man in his 40s, 50s, and 60s can't wake up saluting the flagpole, there's something wrong with your system. You should always be able to salute the flagpole. And I ain't trying to brag. Every now and then, I still salute. I know because I watch what I put in my body.
You wake up. Okay. You wake up hard every morning.
No, I said every now and then, Jay.
65, you can't do that.
Oh, no, sister. Lisa, I'm telling you, no lie, 65 you can. It's not an age on that. When you're eating three meals a day, in between you're eating processed food, food that clogs up your arteries, okay, no wonder. And a woman subconsciously is killing her husband's penis. Because she's
That's
taught
deep.
From a mother, the mother learns from the grandmother the same food. That's why we all have the same problem. They talk about it's genetics. It's not genetics, but the cancer, the breast cancer, you have to eat live foods. Dr. Sabi, Patrick Dells, Gary Null. Find these people,
okay.
Y'all. Get
okay,
off
I
of TikTok. Get off
I
Steve
wanna,
Harvey.
I want to move on. I want to say this for a minute. Shaji,
yes,
I know it's my brother's show, and I know that we need to move on and everything, but I want to say congratulations. I listened to your first show. I had business appointment of the night, but I really wanted to hear your topic. But I want to just congratulate you for going out there and trying to educate all of us on important issues and I just want to let you know that I hope that more people join in and listen because you do have a lot to say. I knew you for a long time, and your educational background, street wise, and also education wise, is truly is needed in this world that's like being changed and going in a different direction, and hopefully. Maybe you could bring some people back to where you need to be. Far as you also, too, but I'm not ready for you yet because I'm still a fat girl that loves chocolate.
Thank you very much, Elise.
You're welcome.
See, that's what I like about my show. We go all over. We talk about everything. We don't just stay... I invite everybody in. We talk about everything, and that's what's important. We got I gotta keep saying, if you're on the phone lines, you want to go live, you have to press one.
But I want to tell you something about the vagina, though.
Go ahead.
When you're a woman, and you go through stuff in life, everybody got to be proud about what they go through. Like, if it's big, if it's tight, if it's loose, whatever it is, that's you. You know what I mean? We give birth to children. Nothing's going to go back the way it started out being if you birth children or, you know, whatever you've been through in life. But if you decide that you do want to get it tight and, you know, for a certain... Some people do it when they get ready to get married or a relationship. It's no problem with that. But in my life, who wants it to get tight again? Who wants to go through that?
Put the socks on, Lou. Put the socks on. Put the socks on. Put the socks on, Lou. Oh, Dawn, if it ain't the phone, it's me talking. Close the door and put your ear. I'm not yelling, I talk loud. Because it's that type of going back and forth.
Did he say put your sock on?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, boy, I tell you, man, you got it. Oh, Lord.
Put your sock on.
He must got some little ones over there.
That sounds like he's talking to a grown woman.
Yeah.
He's still saying put your socks on.
You know, he needs to say put me on mute.
Farsh, you OD. Farsh. Yo, Farsh. Farsh, I'm down.
What happened to...
Can you hear me, Jay? Hello?
Yeah, what? Hey, Farsh.
I was on mute talking. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead. I was on mute. I was talking to Miss Dawn. She's my roommate.
Put your sock on.
I thought I was on mute. I'm sorry. All right. Now I know I hit the mute button. I'm sorry. Come out the heat. I said, put the sock on your feet cold. trying to conserve on the utility bill. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Man, turn that, man. Fuck that. Turn your heat on, man. Stop freezing your tenants, man. You sound like my father or somebody, man. Put some socks on.
Hey. I got on 71. I'll turn it up to 72, Jay. Not
71?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Give him 78.
Oh, man, it's going to feel like that 100-degree day we had, man. That little heat wave we had on 78, man.
Heat wave? Put it on auto.
If you're going to put it on 78, you might as well just turn it off and just let the outside do it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I think my mom's used to keep it on 68, I think, something like that. 68 or 72.
What was it, Lisa?
We grew up freezing. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, that's what he said, 68.
I remember having five covers on, so I don't know about him.
Okay.
But remember, it was oil back then. It was cold back then. It was oil and coal. It wasn't like it is now.
Yeah, it was radiated, you know, too, remember?
My mom bought me an electric blanket.
Yeah. Yeah, we all bought all of us.
That was the best thing that ever happened. I had an electric blanket. I was young. Females used to come over. I could turn the electric blanket on. That was like big shit in the 70s.
In the 70s, the electric blanket. Yeah, I remember that.
Yo, I said you used to have a little thing you turn from 0 to 10. You put that bad boy like on 8, you'll be sweating like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That damn electric, but I had that shit for years.
You have to find you a big woman to warm you up.
What
you
say?
You have to find a big woman with some chocolate.
You must be a big girl eating chocolate.
I do.
Well, nobody ain't gonna stay faithful to you then.
Stay faithful to me?
I mean the men I mean, you know what Forrest said.
Oh, I wouldn't be looking for a man to be faithful. I wouldn't be looking for a man to be faithful to me. I mean, that's on them. They're faithful. I mean, it's life. I mean, I'm not going to worry about it.
We all grown up.
Everybody know what to do.
Right.
Huh?
People got to stop babying people. You know what you're supposed to do if you're in a relationship. You know what I mean? Nobody has to baby you and see if you're cheating or whatever you're doing. It's about being adult.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and if they do something that they're not supposed to do, if you don't want to move on with them, you move out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's not complicated.
What makes it complicated is the emotions be involved. If the emotions are involved, that's what creates the complications. You know?
Yeah,
emotions not built on logic. You know what I'm saying? Emotions are emotions. They're not built on logic.
But Shadi, the thing is, we all going to get hurt in life. You know what I mean? But the thing is that you have to... situate yourself that when it happens, what are you going to do when it happens? Like, you going to stay or you going to leave or you going to work it out? But most people just stay and then they want to stick it to the person for the rest of their life what they did. So, I mean, you have to decide whether you're going to live or you're going to move on.
Well, that was pretty much one of the questions that I had last week.
Hold, time out. 1 second. Time out, y'all. 5885, you live.
Good evening. Hey, Jay.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
I'm making it. I'm feeling pretty good tonight.
Awesome. Well, hello to everyone else, Lisa, Farris, and the gentlemen that's given
hello.
All wonderful
Shadi.
Knowledge. I say it again. Say his
Shadi.
Name again. Shadi.
Shadi.
Awesome.
Hello, how you doing?
Awesome. And I'm cracking up. So y'all talking about that heat. I'm cracking up. I was laughing. And Forrest, that was too funny. Your background, that was too funny.
He thought he was on mute.
You was yelling in that background.
Put your socks on. Yeah, told her put her socks on for a while. She said 2 hours ago her feet was cold. That's the roommate here. I said put your socks on. Hey, let's conserve. Trying to conserve on the PSE&G bill over here.
I understand.
Yeah, but that's okay. I just bumped the heat up, y'all. I just bumped the heat up, okay?
It's only the first day of Forrest. Put the heat on.
You're really not supposed to turn your heat on until October.
Oh, that's a
landlord.
Cut it out.
No, I bumped it up, Lisa.
He bumped it up.
I can't talk about treating
69.
The Queens, right? She's going to be cold, so yeah.
He bumped it up to about 69.
No, it's on 72.
Hey, yeah, Forrest, that's what happens when you eat healthy food. You be cold.
No, it's not not that half. No. Nope. Do fried chicken. Popeyes, fried chicken. hey, Lisa. But the next time you're in Whole Foods, the name brand is called Nutiva. There's a difference between chocolate, all right, because it's got that milk chocolate in there, and it's a bunch of sugar. That's all it is sugar. It has no nutritional benefits. Cacao chunks with the goji berry in them. It's sweet with stevia, which is a plant-based zero glycemic sweetener. Acquired taste. Try it, sis. Boss, I tried it. I got it. Now, it's a little pricey. Money's about $78 a bag, but your health is your wealth. You ain't gonna put bad gas in your car.
Why you always changing my topics from to tomatoes
she said chocolate.
And tomatoes?
Tomatoes and tomatoes. Chocolate, Jay. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet. Go ahead, man. All right, I'm gonna put it on mute now on speakerphone. Go ahead, Jay.
Put your socks on. You know what I mean? We always have fun on the show. We got caller number one is listening, but she can't go live tonight. But we got to send a shout out to caller number one. That's my number one supporter right there. We got to send a shout out. She ain't able. She's on. She's listening, but she's not able to go live tonight. Wait a minute, 1 second. 5885, you still here?
I'm here.
Can I ask you an easy top question tonight without me and Forrest getting into a big thing again?
No, it's not like that. I'm over here actually laughing. I'm enjoying myself. I'm laughing.
This ain't nothing raunchy or nothing like that. This regular one of my top. I got some raunchy topics, but I'm not gonna give them to you. This is a regular topic. Because it was a big, I put it in my, I got a private room on Facebook, and it was a big, big, I just posted and everybody was making comments. And I just wanted to see your intake on it. Can a prostitute change and become a good wife?
Okay. I believe so, yes. Just because a person has their ways of what they have done, that don't mean that, yes, they can, yes. Yeah. Yeah. If that answers your question. No matter if they have.
That answers it, but it's like a two-part question. So if you saying that a prostitute can change, do you think it's more like the boy out the project, but you can't take the project out the boy, meaning that if she changed her life from being a prostitute or a stripper or whatever into a good wife, do you think that always lures inside of her or is burning to come out?
No. You can make a hoe into a housewife. That was basically what you was getting at, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can. No matter what they have done, no matter what they pass, that's their past. No, they can conduct themselves as a lady and take care of the house, take care of the kids, you know, do things that we all normally do. But no, not at all. They can change. That's their past.
Okay. Did you have a podcast tonight?
I'm sorry?
Was you on a podcast tonight earlier?
Yeah, I was on Adrian's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on there.
Oh, how Shadi, did you get to tune into that?
No, I couldn't get through. The number didn't work or something. I tried it again, it didn't work.
Oh, okay. How was it? How was the show?
It was excellent.
Okay. Everybody, y'all got to try to catch that next Friday at 6 o'clock. What's the name of that show? Do you know?
Let's Talk About It with Adrian.
Wow, that's the name of Shadi's show.
Oh, awesome. Thanks.
Well, Let's Talk About It All.
Okay. Okay, so what day you come on?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, seven to eight.
Okay, I'm going to chime in. Okay, I can do that. Okay. Do you want me to give you the number? Because sometimes that can happen. Do you want me to give you?
Yeah. The number to everybody, please.
Okay. So, we'll go short. It's 520-525. Okay, I repeat it again. 520-525-8633.
Okay. Was that the number I gave you, Sean?
Let me look. I think it was.
Okay. Maybe he just was having problems.
No, it do happen because a lot of other people do. Some reason with that line, a lot of people had troubles too, and they kept on dialing. Oh. And so, but it could have just happened.
Just like with Blog Talk, some people can't get through. Some people would want to charge. Some people tell them, you know, they can't get through. Like you got to keep trying or something like that.
Right.
But look, we gonna I didn't know if you was calling it. I keep Latoya, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep forgetting your name, Latoya. I keep getting you mixed up. I keep thinking your name is Adrian.
Oh, okay.
But you know, I always appreciate when you call. I know you you support the grown folks talking in this show. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we done ran out of time as usual. We always run out of time. But hold on, Lisa, you still here?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say? Because we ran out of time. Like, we still live, but it's just not being recorded. Like, this is the after hour. This is the, what they call that? Wait a minute. The after hour. Like, we could talk about whatever we want, but it's just not being recorded. But no, but anything you want to say before we get off?
Yeah, I just want to tell all the ladies that's listening, put your socks on.
Your man don't want to turn on your dime. Okay. Oh, Lisa, that's how you do me after I tell you the best chocolate to get there, huh, sister? All right.
No, you just
want to
advertise your socks. That's it. That's it.
Yo, that hey, sounded like a good, as far as that really sounded like a good commercial. I'm telling you.
Put the socks on, huh? Put the socks on, whatever.
Put the socks on. Yo, you.
I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing.
Well, hey Lisa. Lisa, is Lisa in Patterson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, you keep your socks on too now, sister.
Oh, my feet don't get cold. You don't have to worry about it for hours.
Okay, now. When you pull the blanket up, your feet don't hang over the bed.
I don't have to put a blanket on either, Forrest.
Oh wow, you just a naturally warm sister. I hear you already.
I'm a natural African woman. We stay hot.
That's what I'm talking about. We're gonna upgrade on the chocolate.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, that's right.
All right, Sister Lisa. Hey, with me, a woman always wins the conversation. You got the last word, Lisa. You know that.
Yeah.
You said upgrade on the chocolate.
Upgrade on the chocolate for better health. Yes. Talking about she ain't ready for
they
me
say,
yet.
Yo, they yes, say chocolate is good for you though. They say it's good.
It
for
is.
You.
It is good for you. Yeah, it's got. It's
but
got,
it's got to be dark chocolate.
Yeah, that's why I say cacao. The cacao brand, and it comes in different. Say you, y'all been in ShopRite. They got in ShopRite sometimes. 70%, 80%, 90%, 100% cacao. Anything over 70% is really supposed to be beneficial. It has nitric oxide in it, which is good for your blood vessels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that about chocolate. But see, they eat the crappy chocolate that has no nutritional value with the sugar, Hershey bar. That ain't no good for you, man. It's crap.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, you know, people be texting and saying it was a good show, was very interesting. That's what I really like. You know what I mean? As long as we could come on here and we could all have a good time for 2 hours.
I just want to say, though, Forrest, you never told us what type of socks to put on, though.
He just said put your socks on.
Yeah, but he needs to tell us what kind, because all of them don't keep you warm.
What? Tube socks, sweat socks, white socks. Those are the best kind, the white cotton ones, to me. They absorb moisture.
No, we talk about for women, Forrest, stop it, okay?
Oh, I'm just saying, white socks. White socks all across the board, men and women, yeah.
Put your socks on. Yo, that's a good one, Forrest. Put your socks on. Put your socks on. That's a good commercial for electric, public service and electric. Yo, that would have been a good-ass commercial, man. You could be rich.
I'm agreeing, Bob. That's all we heard.
Hey. They ain't going to tell you to put your socks on. They're going to want you to bump up the heat. Huh?
Somebody thought you was talking to like a grandchild or something.
Yeah, I thought he was talking to some younger person.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? Yeah. But no, hey, listen, public service is not going to tell you put your socks on. They want you to bump up their heat so that bill will be high.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, hey, Far.
Yo. Yes, sir.
So what happened? Somebody told you it was a little chilly in the rest?
Wait a minute. I didn't hear that part. What was the last part? A little chilly in where, Jay?
I said somebody, how did that whole thing happen? You know, put your socks on. What happened to lead up to that?
No, what
lead
happened was, the lady that rents her residence here at my brother's house, she said, it's a little chilly in here. Can you turn the bump? I said, put your socks on. That's how that came on. So that's how that came about. You know, I was just joking. I bumped it. I always like to, you know, play around a lot. You know that, Jay.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
We know you turned it up to 72 and then turned it back down to 68.
Yeah,
we know. That shit on 68 right now.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey,
everybody, I'm gonna bump it down to 69. What's up?
Hey, Forrest.
What's up?
Hey, Forrest.
You.
She got her socks on right now. I bet you fully dressed with long johns and all that shit on, ain't you?
No, I got sweatpants on, a hoodie, and a shirt and some sneakers. I ain't getting undressed. I'm about to get undressed. But I tell you what, when I lay in my bed, I'm gonna lay in the bed with this hoodie.
It's cold as hell in there. You talking about you gonna lay in there with
no,
a hoodie?
No,
it's
Jay, it
cold,
ain't cold
as hell
it's
in that house.
That's
no,
right.
No, it's not. I like to stay warm too, brother. What are you talking about?
Well, you, hey, yo, well, really, you're right. You ain't supposed to turn the heat on October 15th.
I know. That's what I was saying. That's why I said 2 o'clock in the morning, bump it back down to 69. Got to keep the tenants happy, man.
Yeah, you got to keep them happy. But ain't
nothing
like
rent.
Being chilly. Ain't nothing like being chilly, boy. Being chilly is a mother.
Well, you know, turn the stove on and knock the chill off.
That's death.
Hey, Lisa. Nah, I got an electric stove over here. You might have to put a pot of water on the top of the stove. That'll really get you nice.
Some water.
Yeah, but no, it's okay now. It's all right. It heats up pretty good here.
Electric heater.
So we got the HVAC in here, so we got central air conditioning.
Hey, look, Forrest, just buy your tenant's electric heater. That's it. With a free pair of socks.
LaToya.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
When you got eight back.
What's the temperature in your house? What's the temperature
in your house, LaToya? Oh, no. It's cold. I wish I did.
Put your socks on.
I am.
I think it's...
My building is a brick building. So when the weather's like this, it's my apartment. It keeps the apartment chilly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So now, yeah. So it's definitely, yeah.
How was it over there, Lisa? Lisa, how is it snowing in your apartment?
I like being in the cold weather, so it don't bother me. But mine is a brick building.
Yours too?
Mine's a brick building. So, you know, Mommy and Daddy made us like, what's the one on Batman? The Ice, what do you call him? The Iceman? What was that guy?
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. We, you know, that's how we grew up, so it don't even matter.
It's damn so right.
Yeah, shit, we grew up in the cold inside the house.
Shit, we was cold. Shadi, what's the weather in North Carolina?
It's probably about 70-something. Let me see.
Here in North Carolina.
Oh, it's warm. It's warm.
Huh?
I said it's warm in the south.
Yeah, he said it's 77 down there.
But you know what? That's normal temperature for Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
To what they just had on. They was in a heat wave. That's good weather. They have perfect weather.
Well, right now it's low. Right now it's low. Right now it's down to like
52. Oh, y'all chilly too.
Yeah, it's down to 52 now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, earlier today it was like 70 something, but now it's like 52.
Okay. Okay, so you hear what us? They got the same temperature.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, get them sweat stops out.
Yeah, the winter time is coming, everybody.
Yeah, it's fall now. First day of fall, so.
Yeah.
You gotta find you a big woman. Gotta find you a big woman to cuddle up with.
Okay.
I'm telling you, big women got that heat. I'm telling you. That natural born heat.
Well, at least for the winter anyway.
At least for the winter, yeah. And by the summer, it might
You go back to skinny women after the winter.
Yeah. After what date? After what date?
April 15th.
we gonna chill with the big girls until April 15th, everybody. Then we gonna go back. Latoya, you a big girl?
No. But
more.
Yes, I have that. I have that obese. As I was younger, up until like high school.
Okay.
That's okay, Latoya. This one you can wrap around. You good?
No, I'm not. I'm not a bit. No, I'm not.
Okay, it's okay.
It's fine. Yes, it's fine.
Yeah, that's the kind of men. That's what men want.
What?
More women. That's what they want.
More?
Yeah, until they need soft, then they want a big girl.
till they get cold. Welcome to the Put Your Socks On show. That's what this is. Put Your Socks On. Welcome to the Put Your Socks On show. But look, it's getting late.
I wonder why they don't give you that in the winter time. They should give you they should give out socks instead of coats. Boris, you need to talk about that on yourself.
Giving out what?
All right, it's been a pleasure with everybody. Hopefully I talk to everyone. Everyone chime in on Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday,
yep.
7 p.m.
Yeah, 7. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
all
have
right,
a good
talk to you guys. All right.
Enjoy
good
your weekend.
You too.
Yep, you too. Thank you.
All right. We are on this show, we promote everybody, and everybody promote us. That's how we keep it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we keep it like that. But look, we're about to end the show. Let me tell you, thank you to my sister Lisa, Forrest, Shadi, Latoya,
and number one.
Number one caller who couldn't make. She listened. She just couldn't make it tonight. All my day ones, you know what I mean? I want to thank everybody for listening in. I really hope, though, that people think it's easy doing a podcast. My man Shadi hung up, but I would have let him tell you. He did two shows already. I wanted to ask him how we think. It's not easy doing a podcast. You have to build up. You have to study, and you have to. It's just so much that goes into having you, especially somebody like me. I mean, I'm thankful my sister do a segment on my show, or it would really be hard. You got like 2 hours that you got to just try to talk and make sense and be funny, be intelligent. And you know what I mean? It's really not easy, especially me doing. Try doing it while you drinking and smoking and all that other shit. It's not easy. That's why sometimes I go left sometimes. But
hey, LaToya, are you still there?
Huh?
Is LaToya still there?
I'm here, Lisa. I'm here.
Oh, have you ever have you heard me talk before?
Yes, many a time. Many a time.
Is there anything that you ever wanted me to talk about?
I'm gonna think more. I'm gonna think about it. Yep. So far, nothing at right now that's coming to me, but
I would like to know what people would like to hear, because my life is an open book. I'll tell anything.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, I've been listening to Blog Talk since March. I haven't been saying anything,
yeah.
But I've been listening to it every time. I'm like, wow. Mhm. You speak for your heart.
Yeah, you.
That's
important.
Yeah.
Are you Forrest said that you was a Christian, right?
I believe.
No, I gotta say.
No. I believe in God. But I'm not a Christian.
Because I was gonna say that. You know, in the Bible, remember, Jesus met a prostitute at the well. And people was upset that he was talking to her because, you know, the type of lifestyle she had. But the way he talked to her and made her feel good about herself, and talked about the truth, he went and changed her ways. So, yeah, like you said, people could change, even from back in the day. Like, never put a person down that they can't become, you know, something, you know, better in their life.
Definitely. I'm agreeing. We can't judge because that was their past. We can't look at them. Like, no, that was their past. So, no, they can't.
Yeah, LaToya, that's what you said, right? LaToya, people could change.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with you 100%,
because a lot of people that go to church, they look down on certain women, but Jesus, you know what I mean? Jesus never looked down on nobody. You know what I mean? He only just tried to tell them about his father and how he accepts everybody.
Correct.
Yeah, well, like I said, I really have a good time doing this podcast. I think I even told my sister we went for ice cream today around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And I was like, I'm ready to do the show. And the longer I wait, the more the anticipation is, and I really get a, like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But, like, I really wake up in the morning, like, ready to do this show. Like, and talk to everybody, and let everybody talk to me. And we, like, we all, LaToya, my sister, and Forrest, and Shadi, and calling them whenever. You know, we all get to this Friday night. What else are we going to be doing?
Nothing,
you know,
at all.
So you come up, nothing at all. You come out here, we dialogue, we build, we agree to disagree. We tell life experiences. We talk about growing up in the hood, in the ghetto, in the suburbs. We talk about our deceased parents, you know, that we love. We talk about children. We go a full circle on my show. I want to be able to talk about everything from ancestries to vaginas and back. That's the kind of show I want. I never just want to be labeled as one way. And I didn't use too much profanity tonight, and I didn't talk too crazy tonight. But I could have, because I always tell people, remember, I'm a anybody could an intelligent person could act like a fool. But you got to remember that a fool can't act like an intelligent person. Oh, look, before I let you go, I got a joke to tell you. I got a joke. Damn, I almost forgot. Let me tell this joke. This is the last thing that I let everybody go. Everybody, look, check this out for real. It was a guy and it was a girl. And it was out at the bar. And, you know, they was drinking. So they decided to go back to the guy house. So they went back to the guy house and they was drinking more. And then, you know, they smoke and they like, you know, they gonna make love. So the girl said she had to go in the bathroom first. She went in the bathroom. She left the door cracked and she sponged off. She had a sponge. Then she wiped the sponge herself off again. She sponged her whole body down. And then she went in the room and then she made love to the guy. And then they fell asleep. And then they woke up and then they made love again. When they was done, the guy said to the female, he said, "Yo, are you a surgeon?" She said, "Yeah, I'm a surgeon." "How did you know?" He said, "By the way you sponged off. The way you sponged off, I knew you was a surgeon." She said, "By the way, are you an anesthesiologist? I can't say that word right. Anesthesiologist. You know, anesthesiologist. You like, are you an anesthesiologist? I think that's the right word." He said, "Yeah, I'm an anesthesiologist." You know. She said, and he said, "Why did you ask?" She said, "I knew because I didn't feel nothing." Did y'all get that?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Somebody told me that joke. I couldn't. I just couldn't get over that joke, man. She told it better than me, a lot better than me. But yeah.
Nah, it was good. That was good.
That was great. That was great. No.
That would have been better if Lisa would have told that joke, Jay.
Yeah, because a female told me that joke.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what the woman would say.
It would have sounded better. Yo, we gonna I keep trying to end this show. We just keep talking. We got I don't know, I might go fishing in the morning. I don't even know yet. Depends on what the weather is. I've been fishing so much this summer. My plans are to go back fishing in the morning if I wake up in time. I hope so.
No, I wish you when I'm gonna go to work.
Huh?
I got to be to work at 7, so I'll wake you up.
Oh, okay. All right. Yo, with that being said, everybody, I always tell everybody, you know what I mean, like, be safe out there. You got to support the show. You can support the show with donations. We always say that. You know what I mean? I got to throw that in. Because, you know, time is money. Money is time. We put a lot of stuff into this. Everybody ain't able to do it, so I, you know, the people that donate, I take my hat off to you. And the people that just listen, like I said, we got over 2,000 listeners in 15 months. Not counting the people that call on the phone lines, not counting everybody on the phone lines. Over 2,000 people clicked on my link, and I only got the link on my page. That's what's crazy. That's a lot of people. over 2,000 people. And this is my 201st episode, I think. So we, you know, we moving. You know what I'm saying? But look, everybody, you gotta, we gotta do like each one teach one. You gotta tell people. You be like, yo, I know this bitch. What you doing on Friday? A girl, boy, I don't be doing nothing. Yo, you gotta listen to this show, man. Keeping it real with Jay Sean on Fridays. You know what I mean? We gotta spread the word. I ain't got 1,000 flyers today to pass out. We gotta spread the word. You know, not just for my show, for every for our show too, but all grown folks talking. For every, we gotta spread the word.
Yes, gotta support each other
because radio is ready. Podcast is taking over. I told Forrest that earlier. Podcast is taking over. Radio is extinct, just like CDs and DVDs and all that. Yo, the world, you got to change with the world. And podcast is the way to go. That's as far as jumped on it. Shadi jumped on it. Derek Hansford jumped on it. DJ Ray Boogie jumped on it. Dre told me about doing the radio. Dre was trying to get me to come on the radio maybe 4 years before I even did this. 4 years he was telling me to get my own show.
Okay.
But, you know, we here now. We ain't going nowhere. No, I mean,
hey, Jay, where's Dre?
He was on the show. I think he hung up.
Oh, you know why, right?
Nah.
Consuelo must have came over.
Consuelo.
Hey, Jay, she walked through the door. Is that Jay on with his show? Jay who, baby? Come here.
And don't make him mad.
I like
Barbara.
That.
I
no, like
Jay,
that
Jay, name, man, we like that.
I like that name, Consuelo.
Consuelo. I mean,
that's,
mistress
that's
is Spanish.
Consuela.
Oh, he might call in now.
Yeah. Latoya, put your socks on.
I am. Farris, that was good, though, Farris. That was good.
Oh, I'm going to be hearing that all winter now, Latoya. No,
that was good. You got to mention that
you and my sister live in a brick building.
Oh, yeah, you know
that. Hey, Forrest, because you was funny. You was like, no. I said, what's up? You're like, nothing. I'm muted. I'm like, you're not muted.
No, I realized that when you repeated what I was saying to the lady at the table, she said, go to sleep and the feet was cold. She said, put some socks on.
I don't want to keep talking about it, but everybody listening, yo, wasn't he serious as a motherfucker? That motherfucker was like, put your socks on. Put your socks on. No. Put your socks on. No.
Well,
yo, you said that like six times. No. Put your socks on. Like, nigga, what? Like, put your socks on. Motherfucker, turn that heat up.
Well, I was serious. So I told him but I was on the couch and the thermostat is in the next room. That's why I said, just put some socks on until I get to the thermostat. But they're okay now.
Oh, that's awesome.
I see it. Hey, yo, they okay now because they don't went there and put on a hoodie. And the sweatpants.
No. I'm the one sometimes. It depends. It's not ready for the hoodie. Yeah, I can take the hoodie off. Just wear a sweatshirt to bed. Hey, Jay, you know, we get the real cold nights, brother. I ain't going to lie. I go to bed with a hoodie on, brother. But and the heat,
for real?
Yeah, there's no problem with the heat. Yeah. I don't play around the wintertime, brother.
Well, you live alone. You can live alone. You can do that. You ain't going to do that if a woman was in the bed with you.
Oh, no, that'd be different.
Huh?
You know, that'd be different. Then you put pajamas on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
hey, a big woman.
No, no, you don't. You don't need no big woman. You need a woman to know what she's doing, and you'll be all right. You ain't got to be no, ain't gotta be no Jay. We know from experience you don't have to be big. You just have to know what she's doing. And accommodating, a very spiritual. And I told you the type of lady I like. Here you go, boy. Hey, Latoya, he's trying to draw me in. I'm not going for it.
You need a skinny woman with a big comforter, right?
I already got a big comforter. Hey, she ain't gonna bring no comfort. I already got a comforter on my bed. And Jay,
I know that.
I'm the comforter. Hey, not only that, right? But listen, I remember when I was a kid, there used to be this guy who lived across the street from me. His name was Mr. Dyes, all right? And he said, hey, little Fars, because I used to come over there and see his door. He lived right across the street, right? And yeah. He used to say, you know what the girls used to call me back in the day, Fars? I said, what, Mr. Dyes? He said, the honey dripper. I said, huh? He said they used to call me the honey dripper. He was smiling. I was like, and his wife heard him a couple of times. She said, yeah, but you ain't no more honey dripper. She said, that was funny. I never forgot that, boy. I had to be 12. You know, I didn't know what the heck a honey dripper was.
Honey dripper wearing hoodies to sleep and socks. That's what he's doing now.
For I don't real. Wear socks. But you know what, Jay? I don't wear socks to bed, really. I don't really don't. I like to have my feet free when I'm like, I wear some sweatpants.
I don't wear
hoodie, but I ain't going to wear no socks. Nah, because your feet got to breathe, man. You don't want to work your feet up and then they're all, you know, musty and stuff in sweat socks, man. You got to let them breathe.
Mm-hmm. But I will say that was original, Fars. That made my show.
Yeah, and I got a feeling I'm going to hear this all winter long about socks, bro.
Well, Fars, you got to bring that on Grown Folks Talk.
No, that's all right. Unless you bring it up, Latoya, that's okay if you want to bring it up.
Okay.
You tell people you got socks on. You tell them it's cold in your apartment and you got socks on. Don't tell them about me saying it.
No, tell people, Latoya, you just say I'm sitting here listening to Grown Folks Talking with my socks and my hoodie on. That's it.
Stay
warm. That is too funny.
That's it. Yeah, we out of here, man. Y'all, everybody take it easy. We'll be back next Friday. Yo, try to check Grown Folks Talking out. If you don't get it, it's on Forrest's Facebook page, Forrest Nance. That's where I went today to get the number.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest Nance on Facebook, and he got a list of all his shows. Today is Friday, so the next show on my podcast is The Point of Impact on Sunday at 7. Don't forget to check out Dre on Monday at 8:30. Let's Talk About It Wednesday. DJ Ray at Wednesday at 7. DJ Ray Boogie Thursday at 6. Be looking forward to the Lisa Experience coming in November. She said if she stick to it, we're going to support her. And, you know, with that be saying, that's it. You know what I mean? Just everybody stay safe. That's all. You know what I mean? COVID's still out here. It's running wild. You know what I mean?
We got monkeypox now.
Man, again, they got monkeypox. Whatever. I don't even know what that is.
You're going to hear about
it. Do you?
Do you know
what monkeypox is?
Nope. But I know one thing. The shot become essential.
Huh?
Rashad was coming up Central Avenue, him and his wife, they said they had a line down Central Avenue over here in North for people getting ready to walk into the building and get the vac, whatever it was, shot, whatever. They ain't putting none of that. After monkeypox, it'll be something else, man.
That's
oh, yeah, it's going to keep growing. It's
going to
keep growing and growing.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Everyone have a good night. I enjoy everyone.
Yeah,
have a good night.
Thank you for calling in, Latoya.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right behind Latoya. Everybody have a wonderful evening. Lisa, take it easy.
That's right.
I will go.
Everybody be safe. We got to support each other. We got to have, like Queen Latifah used to say, unity, U-N-I-T-Y. We all got to support each other, you know what I mean, in order to make it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be safe, and we'll be back here next Friday at the same bad time, same bad station. Peace.
All right. Peace, everybody.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sip of beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to take it there. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.